A Salt Lake County neighborhood is under surveillance after an elderly man who lived there had died and had had the Zika virus. He contracted it when he traveled out of Utah. He gave it to his son, but his son has survived.
Utah has no mosquitoes bearing the Zika virus. Entomologist Ari Faraji with the county's Mosquito Abatement District sees more than one silver lining with that fact.
We're actually really fortunate that the Zika virus case happened here in Utah, because if it would have happened elsewhere where the invasive mosquitoes are present, everyone would have assumed that mosquitoes were involved, which is the same exact thing that's happening in Florida right now. But the fact that the second individual that was positive for Zika virus had no out-of-state travel history, and the fact that we do not have those invasive mosquitoes present in our jurisdiction really highlights potential other modes of transmission that really beg the question, how is this virus being transmitted? The invasive mosquitoes are not only present, but they're abundant in those habitats. So more than likely, everyone would have assumed that it was a mosquito-borne transmission route that was responsible for that secondary infection.
Now, Faraji says scientists in Utah and around the world can look beyond the usual suspects and crack the code on Zika virus transmission.
So we do know that Zika virus can be detected in high numbers in urine and saliva. So there are some laboratory indication that high numbers of the virus may be detected in other fluid. So the fact that we saw a natural local transmission occur in Utah really highlights the question with what's happening with Zika virus globally. Because if there are other modes of transmission possible, such as a sexual transmission route, that could really be contributing to why we're seeing such a large explosion of Zika virus globally.
Health officials have tested about 100 people who lived in the same neighborhood as that elderly man who died. They have also set up traps to learn if mosquitoes are carrying Zika, but they doubt that.
Usually, Zika doesn't kill or impair, but the elderly, pregnant women, and their unborn children are at greater risk. Health officials say you should wear repellent and remove stagnant water pools where mosquitoes breed to protect yourself.